This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The second class of the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame has been announced. It's a list of seven names, including one of the most famous names in inventing, as well as a USF inventor who we're having the opportunity to speak with. And that's Dr. Paul Sandberg. He is the Senior Vice President for Research, Innovation, and Economic Development at the University of South Florida. Well, we'll get to your honor in a moment, but let's first off, as you're the chairman of the Hall of Fame Advisory Board, let's talk about some of the other people that you're going to be entering the class with. And we're going to lead off with, like last year's inaugural class had the big name of Thomas Edison, this year's has automotive pioneer Henry Ford. And not a lot of people are familiar with Ford's ties to Florida.
Henry Ford did a lot of inventing down in the Fort Myers area, you know, especially if you've been to the Edison Ford Museum and Homestead down there. They did a lot of work on rubber, on new materials, on plants and various things. But of course, Henry Ford was very interested in mechanical issues and related to rubber and tires and things like that. So I think they even had a strong relationship with Firestone down there as well. And so the three of them would get together and think of new ideas.
Now, other inductees this year include Robert Grubbs, who studied chemistry at the University of Florida. He also won the 2005 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Robert Holton from Florida State University, he created the chemical synthesis of the anti-cancer drug Taxol. There's also Jerry Pratt from the Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. He's done a lot of work on robotics. And University of Florida professor Nan Yao Su, who's done a lot of work on termite control. And there's also the first female member of the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame, Janet Yamamoto at the University of Florida, who discovered feline immunodeficiency virus. And finally, there's you, Paul Sandberg. Not only are you the head of USF Research and Innovation, which is a University Beat underwriter, but you are a bit of an inventor in your own regard. What was it like getting word that you were chosen for the hall?
I was surprised by the nomination, and when I agreed to accept it, I, of course, immediately got off any committee associated with selecting. You know, it needs to be fair, and there are a lot of nominees. And I think what the committee saw was my work in adult stem cells, in various understanding of how cell therapy can work in neurodegenerative disorders such as Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, for the work we've done in moving various therapies in stroke. These are, I think, very important. It's the future of regenerative medicine, and you know how we'll treat these diseases that we've not been able to do so before.
We discussed when the inaugural class was named last year was the eventual plans for some sort of physical Hall of Fame. What has the progress been made on that front?
Oh, it's been great progress. We, in fact, have decided to put an outdoor structure, which is up. It is a group of columns in a walkway called Inventor's Walk of Fame. It has the plaques of the first six inductees already on there.
And that's here on the Tampa campus of University of South Florida.
Correct. It's on the Tampa campus. It's in the Research Park.
And lastly, the idea that you're now in this Hall of Fame alongside Henry Ford and Thomas Edison. Just you kind of smile and smirk a little bit. What's that feel like?
I think it's a Saturday Night Live or something. The guy goes, "I'm not worthy," or something. You know, I mean, that's what it feels like. We've worked on this stuff because of a love of doing science and doing discovery and invention. I've worked on trying to get inventors and academics and across the state known. And it really wasn't about myself getting into this. So now that it's there, it's humbling.
The induction ceremony for the second class of the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame is set for October 2nd at the Intercontinental Hotel in Tampa, and the event is now sold out. If you'd like to hear more about some of the other honorees, check out our webpage at wusf.org/universitybeat. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.